betrayed sometimes any more than when I really know I'm experiencing love sometimes. And it says, the special love relationship is a triumph of this confusion. It's like the highest level of confusion that you can be in is what we call our special love relationships.
Oh, yeah.
It's the biggest confusion victory of love and fear that we can give each other. It's the fact that most of the time we don't know when we're really experiencing love in our relationships for real and when we're experiencing fear in our relationships for real. Or we go back and forth within the same relationship. And he says, the special relationship is a kind of union from which union is excluded. It's a kind of joining where the only thing that's left out of the relationship is joining. That's a special fear relationship, okay? He says, it's the kind of union from which union is excluded, and not only that, the basis for the attempt at union rests on exclusion. I'm only trying to get you so I can separate you out. I only want to join you to separate you out. So it's a union where the union is based on exclusion. So it's a relationship where the union is based on exclusion. Is anybody familiar with that? Okay. Are you also familiar with experiencing love and fear in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Good. So you all have special relationships. Just like me. I have some too. Okay? So when you say you want to be in a special relationship in the way the Course is talking about it, you're really saying to a person, would you be willing to have a strange and unnatural, fearful relationship with me that joins hell and heaven, and after a while we won't be able to tell the difference between the two? Would you be willing to have a relationship with me that I want to totally exclude your life from anything or anyone else? Well, here's my number. So what better example could there be of the ego's maxim, seek, the fearful mind's maxim, seek but do not find? How can you do better than seek and not find than a former relationship that's based on separation? Say you want to have love and don't know when you're choosing for fear. That's just like seek and don't find. Now, the most curious of all is the concept of the self, which the ego fosters in the special relationship. Now, the ego is the part of the mind that believes in separation, fear, getting, aloneness, defensiveness, anger, I'm not enough, projection, blame, and attack. It doesn't think God even exists. Anybody clear about what the ego is, which we could reduce to the fearful separate part of the mind, or the fearful mind. So what it's about to do now, it's about to describe to you what a person who doesn't completely know what love is within themselves and still have fear within themselves, what they're looking for when you meet them in the mall. This is about to tell you what the average person is looking for in a relationship who doesn't know the truth. First of all, he says, the most curious of all is the concept of the self which the fearful man fosters in the special relationship. Now, I'm going to use myself as an example of this type of relationship. All right? I am seeking a relationship tonight. I am seeking a relationship tonight to make myself complete.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And guess what? I found you. Okay? So when I find the other person that's also trying to seek a relationship to make themselves complete, then when I find the relationship in which I think I can accomplish making myself complete, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give myself away and try to trade the me that's really not that special. That's why I'm trying to get my specialness from somebody else. I'm trying to trade this self for another self. So I'm trying to trade. So I'm going out tonight to trade myself. I'm just, it's like I'm the eBay of dating. Okay, I'm going out to trade myself. I'm seeking to make myself complete. I don't know what love is. I learned what the world taught me what love is, which is to seek outside of myself to find somebody to make me happy and complete. So I'm getting ready to go out and do that. Now, I'm looking for somebody that I can do it with. So when I do meet somebody that I think I can do it with, I'm going to trade myself. I'm going to try to give myself away, sacrifice myself in order to get your love that I need to feel complete. Now, this is not union. Just wanted to let you know. This is not joining, right? I'm going slow, because the course says read me slow. For there is no increase and no extension. So if I'm really and truly going out to join with you, I'm going to take my whole self and I'm going to join with your whole self. And then we're going to have two complete beings who are not trying to get their completion from each other, sharing together. Everybody still with me? So that means that in the old way, each partner tries to sacrifice the self he doesn't want. I'm going to give you the self I don't really feel that good about anyway. And what I'm going to do is, I'm going to trade it, I'm going to sacrifice it for the one I think I would prefer, which is the relationship that I have with you. Now this is a very deep statement the Course is about to say. And I feel guilty for the so-called sin of taking and giving nothing of value in return. How much value can I place upon a self that I would give away to get a better one? So here we go. I try to sacrifice the self that I don't like. What's the self I don't like? Well, the one that I see is not being completely loving. The one I see is having insecurity and fears. The one I see is lonely. I'm getting ready to go trade that self for the self of another. And I don't really think I'm all that hot anyway. Without to tell the truth, I got a lot of insecurities about myself. So I really don't think I really offer what I should be offering, you know. And so I'm going to come get you, and you look like you'll be the thing that will complete me, and I'm going to give you me, which is nothing of real value. And how much value can I place on a self that I'm trying to sacrifice so I can get a better one?
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure everyone does not agree with this. I'm sure that there are those of you who feel like you never do this, and that you feel very great about yourself, and you don't have any of these issues. And all I want to say is, rejoice. But those of us who know we have some aspects of ourselves that we haven't completely brought to the light yet, are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so the Court says, if I'm an insecure person who doesn't love myself, I feel a little guilty just by getting in a relationship. Because I know I'm not bringing that person some solutions in an easier situation. I'm bringing them some problems. Me. You know, I'm getting in a relationship with you, and before long, you're gonna be responsible for my insecurities. You have to take care of my needs, and you have to make me feel like I'm worthwhile, and you have to make me feel important. Actually, your life was easier before I arrived, because you were dealing enough with your own stuff. Now you got to deal with your stuff and mine too. Because I was looking for you to make me feel the value that I don't completely feel for myself. So I'm willing to sacrifice this self. Of course I am. I don't really like it that much anyway. I don't mind giving it away. And so, but the question is, how much value can I really be placing on the self that all I'm trying to do everywhere I go is try to trade it for somebody else? Now, the better self that I seek, now I'm going out looking, y'all. Now, the better self that I'm looking for is always somebody who is more special. Okay, right? And whoever seems to possess a special self is loved. What do I love you for?
For what I can take from you. I love you for what I can take from you. I love you. You're special. I love you for what I can give.